felons. They've been shacked up so many times, been arrested so many times for shacking up, and finally they told us, said, now we're going to get you a nice apartment and a good job, and the first time we get you shacking up, we're going to put you in the penitentiary. So she held off for a couple of days just as long as she could. And finally she went out and found her the biggest, longest dick goddamn man she could find. And took him home, and they're starting to play around and get into bed. And all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. John Law. So she tries to hide him under the bed, but he's got this big heart on. He can't fit under the bed. So she takes him to the closet. Hides him up in the rafters of the closet. And the police come in and shake down the room, and they can't find anybody. And they start to leave. And the chief's going to take one last look in the closet. He opens the door, and he's searching through the clothes, and he can't find nothing. So as he starts leaving and closes the door, he looks up and sees these two big black balls hanging down. He said, all right. He said, what's them? She said, well, them's bells. Said, to pull a string downstairs, and the bells ring. He said, oh. And as he walked off, he reached up with his nightstick and hit him a little bit with his nightstick, and he didn't hear him ring. So he reached up again, hit him a little harder, and still didn't hear him ring. So he reached up and whack, knocked the shit out of him. That guy looked down and said, ting-a-ling, motherfucker, ting-a-ling, got it.